Well, Labor Senator Stephen Conroy was the communications minister responsible for setting up the national broadband network, and I spoke to him a short time ago. Senator Conroy, the audit has found your NBN was rushed, quote, chaotic and inadequate. Hardly a ringing endorsement of your signature policy, is it?
Well, the government has now spent $10 million commissioning six reports, of which this is just one, that are all a political attack on the national broadband network. And Mr. Scales has been picked. He's a former Telstra executive that was the public face of defending Telstra's $1 billion of monopoly profits, which led to Australians back in 2007 having some of the most expensive and slowest broadband in the world. And Mr. Scales is actually the Telstra executive and his team who appeared before the Senate in 2003 and said copper has got 10 minutes to midnight of its life's usefulness.
The bottom line, though, is that this is still our biggest infrastructure project. Do you accept some of those criticisms, particularly the fact that the timetable for the rollout was too tight?
Well, I've acknowledged that the construction companies that were hired and signed contracts failed to deliver on the promises they made in their construction contracts. And that was where we optimistically believed that construction companies would deliver. But why is Malcolm Turnbull spending $10 million of taxpayers' money to attack the NBN? Because his policy is a dog. He's failed to meet his own election commitment where he said he'd get 90% of Australians with 25 meg speeds by 2016, already abandoned. And the people that Bill Scales didn't bother to interview are the 226,000 people who are using the national broadband network today, getting faster and cheaper broadband because the Rudd-Gillard government had the courage not to follow Bill Scales' advice and not to cave in to Sol Trujillo and Telstra when they sabotaged the process back in 2008-09.
But the report says the $43 billion plan got just 11 weeks' consideration. There's no evidence that other options were ever fully considered.
Mr. Scales isn't aware of all of the evidence and all of the deliberations. There was an alternate position discussed, but Mr. Scales is not aware of that because it was discussed in cabinet committees.
Former Communications Minister Stephen Conroy.